Nominations for the 76th Academy Awards were announced this morning in Beverly Hills, California. As expected, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King received the most nominations, 11. Close behind was Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, with 10. And reporter Pat Dow is here to talk about that. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
They make these announcements at 5:30 a.m. on Pacific time, so they can get on the East Coast morning news programs, and here they are. They've done it.
So, yeah.
So why do we care?
Well, actually, you know, there's a lot of reasons, I suppose. For the audience, I think people are, you know, they like seeing their own favorites and how they measure up in this prize, which is still actually the most prestigious film prize in the world. And, you know, there's the Pete Rose factor, you know, who's going to win the office pool? What is the, you know, what's the likelihood that your favorite will win the horse race? And then the grosses are reported all the time in newspapers now. Every week we see them. It's like the money is all that matters to the public in thinking about the success of these films. And the Oscar nominations, along with the Oscar winners, actually mean more money for the industry. That's why the industry is interested. And, of course, actors, they love them because their fees shoot up.
And we all want to know who was best supporting Hobbit.
Yes, although no supporting Hobbits really are up for Oscars.
Did they give us anything more to care about this year?
Well, I think they did. They actually made a little Oscar history this morning. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, who give these things out, finally nominated an American woman for Best Director. This is Sofia Coppola for Lost in Translation. Now, there have been two women who were nominated before this for Best Director, only two in the entire 76 years they've been giving them out, or 76 awards at least. That's New Zealander Jane Campion for The Piano and Italian Lena Wertmuller for Seven Beauties. But Sofia Coppola for Lost in Translation is the first American. She is, of course, the daughter of Francis Ford Coppola, who has also been nominated and awarded in this category. So that also makes her the first kid from an Oscar-winning director to be nominated in his category. And another surprise, I think, and one that's sort of overdue and welcome, is that Bill Murray, who starred in Lost in Translation and who was snubbed 6 years ago when Rushmore came out, you know, everybody thought he'd get some kind of acting nomination and he didn't, was nominated for Best Actor for Lost in Translation. You know, he plays a faded movie star who strikes up a friendship in a Tokyo hotel with a young American woman.
Any other surprises?
Well, yeah, there were big surprises, actually, in the actress category. Best Actress, one of those nominations went to Keisha Castle Hughes, who's, I guess now she may be 14 or 15. And she was nominated for Best Actress for Whale Rider, and you know, a New Zealand film that was actually popular as an art house film in the summer. And she did a very good job, but I don't think anybody thought the film would linger in the Academy members' minds long enough to get a nomination for anybody. And a big surprise in the Best Directing category was that a foreign language film from Brazil, which was released in January, which is practically prehistory as far as the Oscar voters are concerned, City of God, received two major nominations, one for director for Fernando Meirelles and one for Best Adapted Screenplay. So it's been a very interesting year for the nominations, some surprises and some very good things, I think. And a little Oscar history never hurts.
Pat Dowell, thank you.